This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Take this with a grain of salt, Lee. We'll see.
Okay.
But Steven Crowder is reporting that his team this morning, it's just up on his X feed, received an email from an officer at the ATF. It's a screenshot, so he has put that up there. And I probably wouldn't even mention this if he didn't have a screenshot, if it was just, you know, hearsay.
Yeah.
But the screenshot is of an internal email inside the ATF describing the weapons and cartridge located by the ATF and other law enforcement near the scene of the Charlie Kirk shooting at Utah Valley State University. And so what they got was they got the gun and they got a spent cartridge. It says the spent cartridge is the email. The spent cartridge was still chambered in addition to three unspent rounds at the top Fed magazine. All cartridges have engraved wording on them expressing transgender and anti-fascist, i.e. Antifa, ideology. I'm reading from the email. An emergency trace has been submitted to ATF SLC, is working leads generated by the trace. The firearm and ammunition have been taken by the FBI for DNA analysis and fingerprint impressions. Upon completion of the forensics, the firearm will be disassembled for additional importer information. Now they say they cannot prove that this is the shooter's firearm at this point, but, that they found it wrapped in a towel in a wooded area near, the campus on what would have likely been the escape route for the suspect. So just reporting that, don't know what it means. Want to get it out there, but again, want to be really clear. That is not an official news report, but yeah, it is from Louder with Crowder, and, he does have a screenshot of the email. So that's of interest, but there have been several false leads already in this story. So,
and to me, that's the part of the story that, I mean, we're also concentrated right now on the loss of Kirk and the loss to his family and to the conservative cause. And, you know, we haven't paid a whole lot of attention to the fact that they have not caught the shooter yet.
No.
That the search continues. And, you know, we haven't heard a whole lot more about any further evidence. So that's very interesting. You know, whether or not any of that is accurate, that remains to be seen. But, you know, well, you know, Crowder's a pretty reliable source. He's not, you know.
Yeah.
I used to listen to him a long time ago.
We'll see. Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. Again, I don't want to say that's definitive. I don't know that.
Right, exactly.
I want to emphasize that.
Yeah, that's just simply information. Yeah,
absolutely. Texter writes, you know, actually, before I get that, I want to hit this for a minute too, Lee. This is an incredible email that we have just gotten from intern email from Anthony Fauci, asking people who work for him to break the law by deleting internal emails that are on, you know, government emails. That's illegal under federal Freedom of Information Act. You can't do that. Those are crimes. But what's most interesting to me is one of the emails that Senator Rand Paul has now released. You can see Fauci admitting Actually, this is so funny. Arguing with a colleague over on an email that he asked the colleague to delete and saying, hey, I have to take issue with you. And basically saying it doesn't make a difference whether you lock down or not, because Florida and New York's death rates are virtually the same from COVID.
Yeah, well, that's what we talked about during that time.
No, you and I said that.
Yes.
And you could figure this out. But if you went on X, or God forbid you went on X as a virologist with a lot of credibility, you said it, you'd get your account yanked.
Yeah.
You would get notices put on it. If you went on Facebook, if they didn't delete the post entirely, we would later find out that Anthony Fauci himself was the one directing the censorship of what turned out to be entirely true information about COVID. And to see Anthony Fauci admitting 6 months into this thing that basically, he doesn't say this, but what he says is, what he means is locked, you know, I have to be a contrarian. He's arguing with this guy he's sending an email to, and the guy's saying, oh, Florida should be like New York. And he's like, well, it doesn't really matter. Their death rates are the same. Well, Florida was locked down at a draconian level, and Florida was wide open. And Fauci at the time was going on TV to not only lambast Ron DeSantis, but anyone who questioned the so-called science of lockdowns. But internally, he's writing that it doesn't really matter. The problem is that year he would destroy permanently more than 95,000 businesses with his lockdowns. So he knew it didn't work, admitted it internally, told the people he was talking to delete the emails. And this is the psychopathic part. You watch those businesses get destroyed. That is so many people's livelihoods. Businesses been in families for generations, people losing their homes, having strain on their marriages, getting divorced, just absolute human pain and misery. And he doesn't care. He does not. He's just casual. And yet, last week, it's RFK the Senate wants to fire.
Well,
not Fauci,
yeah.
A guy whose handling of COVID was so magnificent, it required a criminal pardon at the end from Joe Biden. I just don't want to let this Charlie Kirk thing distract from that, because that's the tell-all we need to remember next time they run one of these hoaxes with all the right people saying all the right things. Just remember this, how wrong they can all be. It is possible they are all lying. Of course, unfortunately, we can't get Fauci for the crime of deleting those emails.
Yeah, he's already got the pardon. Yeah.
He got pardoned.
By President Otto Penn.
Exactly. Or somebody.
Or somebody. You know, we just don't know. So.
Yeah. This is my favorite tweet so far on the Charlie Kirk situation. And it's by someone named William Wolf, and he writes, this gets even worse when you consider that Charlie Kirk, more than anyone else in America on the right or the left, built his platform, really his program, I'd say, making a good faith effort to model civil political discourse and debate in the public square. His entire project was built on reaching across the divide and using speech, not violence, to address and resolve issues.
I was thinking something very similar to that earlier this morning, that the very things that Democrats claim that they want, which is, you know, free speech and, you know, embracing all ideas and letting people have their voice. Well, apparently someone who supports their agenda took one.
Yeah. And look, the left is, this is what's the most dangerous thing in this country. The left is learning that the fastest way to fame, stardom, infamy is to pick up a gun and kill some people. And they are doing it with increasing frequency. The left-wing, you know, if you watch left-wing media, you don't know that because they cover up the backgrounds of these shooters. But it doesn't matter. I mean, again, Audrey Hale is the template. I mean, within a week of that killing of those innocent children, the White House announces, hey, we're going to do a transgender day of remembrance. It was a day of remembrance for Audrey Hale. That was obvious. They hadn't announced it before that week. They announced it after the killing, and they implemented on Easter less than a week afterward. Come on, they were remembering her. They just couldn't say it. But everybody knew, wink, wink, nod, nod, what they were doing. Replaced Easter with, I guess, a transgender pagan holiday, because that's what it looked like to me. Complete with men flashing their fake breasts on the White House lawn. Founders turning over in the grave, no doubt.
Yeah.
And like, what did Audrey Hale got? Audrey Hale got infamy. I mean, when you have 1,500 leftists storming the Tennessee legislature, pushing their way inside and chanting seven victims with seven fingers up. Well, only six people were killed by Audrey Hale. The message was she was the seventh victim, and it was the conservative Republican legislators who'd killed her by not agreeing to go along with whatever madness she wanted to go along with. And, I mean, you see that as a person who's maybe mentally ill, already feels alienated from society and is hepped up on liberal talking points, and it's inevitable what happens.
Getting back to the Kirk situation,
yeah,
I do think it's very interesting and sad and makes me question a lot of things that they still have not. They've had two people of interest that they've arrested and released.
Yeah.
Well, at least the first one was released, although he was, you know, charged with obstruction of justice because he claimed that he was the shooter when he was not. And that was the older guy that they, you know, arrested there on site and then released later, but did charge him with that. Apparently, they were saying yesterday they had a person of interest in custody, but now I haven't heard what happened, but they're still saying that they do not have the shooter yet. And it was interesting that the president last night made mention of the fact that they're going to, you know, find the shooter, whoever the person or persons responsible for this, and whoever was funding them.
Hmm.
That was an interesting comment. I'm not sure if he said funding them, but, you know, but there sounds like something where there may be more than one person involved in this. Because how do you get a weapon onto a college campus like that? Set up on a rooftop of a building. That's the theory that's out there now. That's what we're being told. And apparently there is supposedly video of this person on the roof. Sounds eerily familiar to the situation on the attempted assassination of President Trump.
Sure does. And then we have this hint from John Solomon that there's foreign intel on this. That's what his sources are telling him. How, like, why would there be foreign intel on this?
And if you let's go with what you talked about with Crowder.
Okay.
If you were a foreign entity that wanted to instill division in America, you could then inscribe bullets, leave a weapon behind. And I'm not saying this is what's happening, but it's just if you progress along the lines of you said here, a foreign entity, if someone, you know, the Iranians, North Koreans, Chinese, whoever, Russia, I don't know, anybody could have done that and make it look like that is somebody domestically that's responsible for it. And that would sow the seeds of division once again in America, which, you know, our enemies are trying to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not putting that out as a theory. I'm not saying that happened. I'm just simply saying, boy, if you look at some of the things we've seen here this morning, that's a possibility. I still find it very strange that they have not caught the shooter yet.
I was reading about that online and kind of watching the interviews yesterday. And one of the things people were saying was that that the shooter, normally a video camera will get you.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to escape from one, which has kind of been this theme of the show with serial killers here lately. I've been talking about that. And now there's like a whole, I guess it's a Netflix show, I think, on that, how it's just there's a dragnet out there full of basically Ring cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's how they got that, guy in I think, right. What was it, Arkansas? But here's the problem. If the crowd ran and he shucked his clothes off and ran with the crowd, mm-hmm. and successfully blended into the crowd, that would have been the disappearance point.
But if the shooter was on top of a building, he was not in the crowd.
Not in the beginning, no.
Yeah.
And you could probably track him. There's always a camera. You could probably track him off that. But yeah. If he did blend well enough and fast enough with the crowd, that might be hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And plus, I would assume, I'm assuming here, I don't know much about the geography of that, was it Orem, Utah? Mm-hmm. Maybe this is a smaller area where, you know, it's not that densely populated and there's not that many buildings that have the video cameras and things that we normally would have.
That's exactly how Orem is. My daughter and I went there. We went through there on our hiking trip. Yeah. It's a pretty place.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure all of Utah is.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. So, I don't know. Maybe it's possible that if he blended enough into the crowd, then when they disperse, they're having trouble following the video.
As sad and disturbed as I am about the death of Charlie Kirk, I agree with what I believe Governor – somebody said it last night. I thought it might have been Governor DeSantis, but there needs to be swift justice on this. And I hope that they catch the person, they try them, and if convicted, there is swift justice on this, and not something that drags on for years.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to put an end to this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the idea of, I don't know, I want to see him tried in Utah because there's a firing squad there.
Yeah, that's it. Utah is one of the states, along with South Carolina, where the firing squad is one of the possibilities of execution.
Look, and it just makes me nervous to try him federally because once Trump is gone, I mean, Democrats are already campaigning on letting out half the federal prisoners off the top. And I can also see a Democrat president just commuting the death penalty for anyone who gets it. I want this guy in front of a firing squad, and they have one of those in Utah. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all. Update. Live, just had an update from the Department of Public Service, or Safety, I'm sorry, Department of Public Safety. In Utah and the FBI, they've got some very interesting things, details that they are putting out. Again, this is from just moments ago. They say they have an image of the gunman. They have good video of the gunman. So they do have him or her on camera. I'm assuming it's a him. And they also say that this matches what Crowder broke. Louder with Crowder. Who published on their X feed, the show's X feed, excuse me, an internal email from the ATF saying they had recovered the gun in a wooded area. It was wrapped in a towel, and that inside the cartridges there were bullets that had transgender slogans and also Antifa slogans. And that tracks with what we just heard from the FBI Department of Public Safety press conference that just happened in Utah, where they're saying the gun was recovered in a wooded area. So that checks, that matches, it tracks. Not saying that, you know, we're putting this together the best we can, and there's always mistakes in the reporting, you know, within that 24-hour period. It was a bolt-action rifle, manually operated, extremely accurate. And according to a lot of gun experts, it's fewer moving parts, which would give the killer the opportunity to take a more accurate shot based on the graphic images that the world saw yesterday afternoon. So I'm just reading the transcript from the press conference. And it said Charlie Kirk, given the kind of gun used here and all of us, barely had a chance of survival. Sounds like a person who knew what they were doing. They would not say if he ran there on foot to the scene or drove a car in and drove away. They're asking neighbors in the area if they have doorbell cameras to turn over, anything that would produce an image. So that, okay, we don't know what they're looking for. And they also say a number of individuals have been questioned in relief. We know some of that. So that's what we know right now. Again, we don't know that Crowder is correct about that, but he did put the ATF email up. And you can see the screenshot of it. It is from the DOJ, according to the screenshot. So who knows? But and that, again, just like the Minneapolis shooting, there were engravements. You know, the people he had engraved on the bullets. And again, Antifa slogans and transgender slogans. So we will see. All right. In the meantime, some of you have been waiting on the line for quite a while. Let's jump on over to Christy from Asheville. She wants to talk about liberal professors. Hey, Christy.
Hey there. My college sophomore started school about a month ago, and he texts me almost every day telling me about his radical liberal professors and how they hate Republicans and they're not shy about talking about it in class. And he even said last week they invited some Democrat operative to come try to get students in his class to register in the university's city so that local officials running in municipal races could, you know, win. So it's crazy. But anyway,
well, hold on, wait. I got a question. What school is he at?
Appalachian.
Okay. Yeah, that is a very liberal place.
Yeah. So yesterday when he called me after the news hit, he was very shaken up. He follows Charlie Kirk and even remarked, I was hoping someday he'd come here and we could have, you know, a chance to meet him. But I said, you know, and we were texting last night just to kind of wrap up the horrible day that it was. And I said, you know, I think that you should record your professors and their comments tomorrow, because certainly some of them are going to act like this was some kind of vindication. And you need to get a documentation of that. So I encourage all parents, if their kids are willing, I think that we need that kind of documentation. We need to let the public know what kids are having to hear in class. And I'm incensed that my hard-earned dollars have to pay for that kind of rhetoric in my son's college classroom. I send him there to be educated, not to be indoctrinated. My kid could not be indoctrinated that way. He's a product of a conservative family, but other kids that aren't that lucky are vulnerable.
They absolutely are, Christine. I got to wrap the section. Thank you so much for listening and for your phone call. Yes, the best way to expose this is for him to record it, throw it up on X, let it go viral.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know what's trending right now? This is fascinating. I've never seen this before. The word slept. Top trending thing on X right now in the country. And that's happened because so many posts are people saying, I couldn't sleep last night. People are so deeply upset about this. It's one of the posts of the tens of thousands in this stream about people saying they couldn't sleep. Democrats have awakened a sleeping giant. That's one of the reasons it's tripping it, because sleeping giant is trending again and again, too. So that's hitting it. There's ones that basically they're like this. I normally sleep like a baby. Can't sleep tonight. Can't stop seeing that horrific image. Can't stop watching Charlie Kirk clips. Can't stop thinking of his wife, his kids, and his family. This seems like a turning point and one our society will never be the same after. I don't know where we go next. Yeah. I know exactly how that feels. I know what they're talking about. For the first time in a long time, it's another one. I did not sleep well last night. This one hit me hard. Absolutely. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning Talk Line. Carla from Hendersonville has been waiting patiently. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, you two. This is what I called about. It was about Charlie Kirk and the path he took. But can I say something quickly about the shooter?
Sure.
What you reported, you know, came out about the writings on the shell casings and the gun being wrapped up in a blanket and left conveniently where it could be found. It may be exactly what it appears to be. It usually is Occam's razor, you know, the most obvious. It could just be a lone actor out there. But it could be deep state. That could be a red herring.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure you've already gone there in your mind, Tara, knowing you. But what I called about was the path Charlie Kirk took. Charles Krauthammer, it was reported, because I didn't hear him say this when he said it, the great Charles Krauthammer, had lamented the fact that the Republican Party had ceded the college campus to the left. They also ceded the black vote and the minority vote to the left also. And Charlie Kirk grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh, and you would have thought he would have followed in Rush's footsteps and gone into talk radio. But he took what I think was certainly not to disparage talk radio. I can't live without it. And it saved this country, perhaps. But it had to cost him more money that I don't think he really had. But he went into the college campuses that were being lost to the left. He did a really difficult journey, and one that was exhausting. Of course, he had endless energy and all, but so good of him to have taken that path.
And you know what? He did a show too. Yeah. He did have a show as well.
I didn't know that.
He did.
I never picked him up or anything. So, and I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
What a terrible loss. What just a huge loss. And my heart goes out to Mother Christy in Asheville and her sophomore child, and what has happened on our college campuses and with our professors there. It's awful. Thank you, Tara. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your phone call. Certainly appreciate that. I want to hit this really quickly. I want to play this. This is Jasmine Crockett yesterday, Representative Jasmine Crockett. And this would have been the big trending story today had the Charlie Kirk thing not happened. There is a bill in Congress called the Kayla Hamilton Act. And what has happened is that there's almost no background check for illegal immigrants when they come to country if they claim to be under 18. The problem is a lot of them are turning out to be gang members who are not under 18. They're 20, 21, 23, 19. They're murderous. They have terrible backgrounds. And they just say, yeah, well, I'm underage, so that there's no trace run on them when they show up at the border. I think it's on purpose by the Democrats that they do that. Okay. So this act, very common sense, would say the Kayla Hamilton Act, if we find an illegal immigrant and they claim to be under the age of 18, we're going to background check them like they're an adult and make sure they're not MS-13. That would have saved Kayla Hamilton's life because there was a be on the lookout BOLO Interpol warning for the MS-13 thug gang member who claimed to be under 18 but wasn't, and was released into the country. And he killed her. He literally had 911. She got as far as making a phone call. You can hear her die on it. Her poor mom testified before Congress. And Democrats talked right through her testimony. Didn't give a damn. Something about a murder victim in their face due to their policies, whose blood really is on their hands, that makes them a little itchy. It's not that they care about the murder victim. It's that they care about looking bad or you being able to tell who they are. So the Kayla Hamilton Act simply says, if we catch you illegally trying to cross the border, you claim you're under 18, you're still getting the same check, background check as anybody else, because we don't know who you are. That's all it says. Why would it make Jasmine Crockett this angry? She went into a full-on rage yesterday. I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's too disturbing. You can hear it on X if you want. About how we're targeting innocent people and it's not fair. Again, this act aims to close the loophole that cost Kayla Hamilton her life. Listen to how Jasmine Crockett described the Kayla Hamilton bill.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
A random dead person. This is very helpful. This is very helpful. They see Charlie Kirk as a random dead person. Yeah. They see that beautiful 12-year-old little girl who was raped by two known Tren de Aragua members and had her body stuffed in a culvert. Random dead person. She's on a tear. She's in a rage. And she is showing you who she is. This is exactly how they think of the victims of illegal immigrants.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Random dead person. You know, like Rachel Moran, who had her head bashed in while being raped. Like her, random dead person. Yeah, this is why the governor of that state, Maryland, could not be bothered to so much as call her mother or return her mother's calls to the governor's office. Didn't give a damn. Random dead person. You know, the guy who flew down to El Salvador, though, to have margaritas with the human trafficker. Random. I just want to play it one more time, folks, because this right here, this 5 seconds, this is vintage quintessential Democrat Party. It's who they are.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Boy, that gets her wound up, doesn't it? Why? Because she can't cancel Kayla. Used to be able to. 3-4 years ago, FBI censorship, social media, you know the story. Mainstream media dominance can't cancel her anymore. Can't make her go away. Can't wipe her away. Because that is the sentence for women who embarrass the Democrat Party by bleeding and dying due to their policies. Cancellation is the sentence. Boy, it makes her mad she can't cancel it.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
What a nasty human being. Folks, I don't want to play a lot of this, but I've been encouraging you all throughout the show today. If you want to understand what the left really is and how bad it is and what we're up against, and that's the most important part. Even if you don't have an account on X or you don't regularly go to Blue Sky, go. And the way you use it, click what's trending right now, Charlie Kirk shot. Just go down. And some of it's our posts. Some of it's normal people's posts praying for him stuff. But a lot of it is the left. Thousands of posts. Oh, they are overjoyed. I mean, this is party time. This is the best thing that happened since they thought Trump was dead. And it's a great way to just see who they are, to understand the evil we are up against and how it's metastasizing on a daily basis. Here's just a small montage, and this is just a sample. They all sound like this. You should see, by the way, TikTok. It's just as bad of what this sounds like.
I think it's kind of poetic justice that the man who was spreading nothing but hatred and, you know, dishonest rhetoric got pew-pewed in the throat so that in his final moments he couldn't, in fact, speak. I think that's just poetic justice. I know that's probably going to get me flamed. Another thing is I also find it kind of ironic that the last question that was asked to him before he was got, it was about gun violence. Now, ain't that a...
I just watched the close-up video of Charlie Kirk getting pewed in the neck. No way he survives. So you know what time it is.
That's just a small sample, folks. There are thousands. Thousands. You know what I love? For the first time, their media doesn't get to define who they are. Oh, they're great. Very caring. No, they're not. They're in the middle of a socialist revolution. They want socialism. They want authoritarianism. And we don't want to live that way. And they want to kill us for it. I don't just mean to shooters. I mean to supporters like those guys. We can't live that way. We will not live that way. That's where we are. We disagree, and they're resorting to violence. It's that simple. They can pretend otherwise, but that's not because the rhetoric needs to be turned down. We all need to come together. No, we, folks, we haven't changed. We still believe what we believed 15, 20 years ago, and that was what everybody believed on the right and the left, some basic human decency things like free speech, like we don't debank the other side, like we don't persecute the other side using the IRS as a weapon. We don't weaponize our intelligence agencies with lies and try to put people we disagree with in prison. All of those things socialists do, but not Americans. And that's all that's changed. They're just mad that we won't go down that rabbit hole with them, and we're not going. So they're getting a little shooty. Hey, that's what socialists have done and Marxists have done since the time of Marx, late 1800s. Nothing changed. 100 million were dead in the last century over it. We're doing considerably better in this century fighting these goons. That's a shame Charlie Kirk had to be among their number. But this won't change. Hasn't changed since Marx wrote his book. But we're better equipped to fight it and deal with it than we ever have been before. And I opened the show with that today. And that is because we have free speech now. We have free speech at a level no human beings in history have ever had. And we could fight them with that. Look, folks. Number one amendment to the Constitution was not the Second Amendment. It's the First Amendment. It's the tool the founders preferred us to use to fight. The Second Amendment only backstops the First Amendment. And we are freer today in this century than we've ever been before, thanks to technology, ex Elon Musk, and for now, the death of censorship. We're winning. That's why they're mad. And that's why they kill. Have a great rest of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.